On Misericordia University Week, cultural diplomacy helped China get on track to become a major world player again. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Yangqi Zhang, professor of history and government, looks into the history of two distinctive Chinese pedagogies.
My research finds that cultural diplomacy, projection of China's cultural achievements in order to win international, mainly American goodwill, define Chinese efforts in restoring China's position in the modern world, where it was no longer the assumed center of civilization. It also provides nuanced historical perspectives on the current polemics surrounding China's international propaganda. Drawing upon sources in the United States, Taiwan, and China, I present a story of the slow institutionalization of ideas that first emerged among Chinese diplomats to the West in the late 1800s. My particular focus is on the emergence of the New York-based China Institute in America, directed by cosmopolitan Chinese intellectuals, and the Chinese nationalist government in China and Taiwan as two institutional actors with distinctive pedagogies. Their partnership rose and fell in the middle half of the 20th century, before the People's Republic of China became a major player. Alarmed by China's fragmented and mostly negative international branding, Chinese elites sought to assert their sovereign prerogative in defining China and wrestle such narratives away from what they considered condescending foreigners and lower-class Chinese immigrants. They curated an idealized and non-threatening China that emphasized literary and artistic refinement in order to reorient the country's orientalist imagery rooted in foreign contempt or fear. Far from the monopoly of strong states, cultural diplomacy became an essential tool for a weak polity such as China to secure international recognition.
That was Yangqi Zhang of Misericordia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.